Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the big game.
Oh, that's right.
Those commercials or the non, what's the word I'm looking for? The trademarked or non licensed, the non-licensed commercials where they can't say Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So they say the big game.
The big game.
It's the big game.
We can't brand our podcast with the
or even
the word that shall not be named.
The non-licensed, like New England's team.
Is that
only
a thing?
One New England team? Well, if you're, you know, if you can't say the word Patriots because you're marketing something, you can say New England's football team, and there's only one New England.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Can you say the Pats?
Ooh, I don't think so. Yeah, I'm gonna say no. Not. Yeah.
Bummer.
He is not Pat. He's Montana Samuels. I'm Mike Bonner. This is The Bubble, and this is our now second annual Prop Bet
Palooza.
I like that. That was nice how we kind of finished each other's sentence there.
Yeah. We're getting good at this, Mike.
I think we have 20...
Small here in the bubble. It's cramped quarters. Getting used to each other.
I think we have 20-ish questions.
Yeah, it's like 20,
because
21.
It goes longer.
I think it's 21, technically. 21 questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the 50 Cent song. 20 questions? 21... No, it's 20 questions, isn't it? I don't know. We're off to a roaring start.
I'm trying to figure out how many I got right last year, and I can't.
I have no idea.
I have our question. We did 21 last year.
I'm pretty sure you beat me last year.
Yeah, that's. But what else is new? I think so. Just as I'm looking at the questions last year, and I really enjoy them. Speaking of beating you, I really enjoy them much more than our questions this year. And I won't say who developed the questions this year.
Oh my god!
But well, there's just a great, you know, the Sunday forecast in Minneapolis is 9 degrees. Will the combined score in the first quarter be higher than this? That's a really complex, intriguing question.
They're playing in a dome.
Here we have let's do the most complex. Will there be a cutout sequence of Atlanta hip hop figures, and who are the two people?
Way more important.
Two of the people there.
Way more important.
Just kind of going back and forth, looking at the questions
here. All right. Let's let the record show that rather than this being a collaborative selection process, Mike, while pitter-pattering away on his first two graphs of a story, was just like, you want to come up with the prop bets?
And then I had to come in and fix the prop bets. That's really what happened
in
here.
In typical Mike Bonner fashion.
It was
not
like,
pleased with what someone came up
with. Yeah, it was
kind
of like on HGTV, if I can bring up an HGTV reference. I think we can say that, right? We don't have to like get licensing from them.
If it's bleeped, you'll know.
If we come in and, oh, look at this awesome design that I have, and I just come and say, no, that's not. Like, nice try there, but let me
you
try
know,
to.
People call that railroading.
Let me try
Mike.
To
railroading.
Figure out. What's going on here?
Oh, God.
Oh, will Giselle be shown during the broadcast during the game? That didn't make it over to the second year. Too bad for Giselle. I'm sure she's disappointed. Friend
yeah,
of the pod.
I'm sure she's real torn up about it.
There's a few similar ones now that I'm looking at. Like, will there be many clips of Super Bowl 39 shown? And there weren't any last year. That was a shocker of our prop bet last year. And this year we have, not only are we assuming there will be one, we have an idea that there will be a graphic and who will be on the graphic.
Yeah.
Which is the first question.
You know what's interesting about that, though, the more I think about it? That probably, the clips probably depend a lot on who carried the game in both of those years, right? Because do you think like CBS would license clips to Fox?
Oh, good point.
I didn't think about that. Neither did you, the person who made the question list last year.
It was a great question because no one got it right.
Well, I'm sure I came up with some stumpers
this
year.
See, here's the problem.
Well.
We're just going to kick off, and I'm going to go straight into the, will there be a graphic created for 2001 Super Bowl? It's a great, you know, transition in. But the question's a little kind of misleading because why would you say no? Because you only get a potential of 1 point if there's a no. If you get yes, you can get 2 points. It's a huge thing.
Are there negatives? Is it like the SAT? So. Or I don't know. The ACT?
You developed this.
Well, it's a collaboration.
It is a collaboration, much like the Super Bowl halftime show. A collaboration of artists coming together.
We don't need to talk about that.
The off-pod podcast that we had about the Super Bowl halftime
show. It was just me yelling at Mike.
It was, and I just didn't.
Apathetic about everything.
Will there be a graphic created, Montana?
Yes.
I say yes
there
as well.
There will be a graphic created.
And bonus, who will be shown on that graphic?
Well, you go first on this one.
I'm going to say Adam Vinatieri and Tom Brady. Because I think they're the only players from that game still playing in the NFL. I could be wrong on that, but I don't know of any other two that are still playing.
Yeah, but it's Brady and Warner. It's the two quarterbacks.
Okay.
It's always the two quarterbacks. Is there some CBS is carrying the game? Does CBS have an analyst that played for the Rams?
I don't think so. Not that's going to be there, I don't think so.
Yeah. Like, is Isaac Bruce a secret analyst for CBS?
I think the difference between this one and last year, why I think there'll be a graphic this year, is that was the first Patriots Super Bowl, so it's kind of...
This is like a story.
It's a marker rather than the last one was like the third.
Well, and
time,
there's been the whole storyline where this would be such a fitting end to the Belichick Brady dynasty, blah, blah, blah. It's not over.
Coin toss. Heads or tails, and who wins?
Tails. Rams win.
I'm gonna go with heads and the Patriots win. I think the Patriots are visitors, right?
I don't know how that
They're wearing
the
white jerseys.
Number two seed.
They're wearing the white jersey, so
they probably.
This is actually one of us will get this right.
One of us will get it right. Well,
because
one of us could get it half right.
No, because if the Patriots are the home team, the visitors, and they get to select, I read this in the Globe, I think, the other day about the Chiefs, the win. Yeah. Matthew Slater has said heads every single time.
Yeah, that's why I picked.
So then there we go. So this. One of us, technically, if we are assuming that the visitors call it, will be correct. Unless, of course, they just flip it in the air and one side is Patriots, one side is Rams, and then this
whole
thing
specify which side's tails and which side is...
Isn't there some game, though, where they just say the Patriots side is this, the Rams side, we're going to flip it in the air, whatever one is landing up is the winner?
Oh, God, I hope not for the
sake
of this
for
profit.
The sake of... our whole thing falls apart.
We're 1.5 questions in, and we already had one that doesn't even work.
Malfunction,
That wouldn't be good.
User error. How long will the national anthem go?
And who's singing the anthem, Mike?
Gladys Knight.
Gladys Knight. She's the best. So I went, what was Vegas putting this at? You said a minute 47? Buck 45. So this...
Maybe it's a 47, I don't know.
This question totally stumped me last year because I just had no frame of reference.
I nailed it last year.
What? I don't even understand why it... I went 137. I don't know why.
142 I went with. And, since 2006, only two artists have sung the anthem in less than 145. There you go.
Gladys is not going to be one of those, probably.
Well, we're thinking she is. So off to a rip-roaring start here.
Yeah.
How many? Oh, no, nope. I skipped one.
Yeah.
First commercial.
I'm saying I think Doritos is finally paid for that primetime ad space. I think they get the opening one.
Going with Apple.
Apple's probably... I feel like the first commercial is always it fades in from black. It's always really dramatic fade in because it's a movie
theater
thing.
Yeah, basically. It is a dramatic. So last year was Toyota.
It's probably...
It was, but it was
which
dramatic.
Was actually
still,
dramatic.
Yeah.
I think up until the Toyota logo flashed on the screen, I was just like, "What company is this? Alfa Romeo?"
It's true. No, I didn't know either because there were no cars. I think shown either. Really,
it was a really odd one.
We had this prop bet, so I was really into it, and some of my friends were into it too because we were looking "What's it going to be?" And no one knew until the logo showed up.
I think
up.
The collective reaction was just Toyota.
Yeah, it's very true.
Yeah, I think it'll... I don't know. Doritos, I feel like 1 year has to just have the opening one, you know? I don't know. Probably not.
How many ads will feature a dog?
See, I like this one just because it seemed like it was one I saw, and I was like, well, we can pay attention to this. Everyone loves puppies.
I have zero faith in paying attention to any of these. So if you see any like this one, this is a Montana Samuels creation where I'm like, just give me one that I can then look up on Monday to see what happened.
Mike is indeed the prototypical Patriots fan who is above all of this. He's just shining his shoes.
I am
like,
far from
I don't know. I
any prototypical
just
Patriots
another
fan.
Super Bowl.
Just another Super Bowl.
False.
Have you ever seen Tom Brady throwing crossers over the middle? It's a thing of beauty.
Prototypical Patriots fan. It's just, you know that to not be true at all. But anyways.
So, five ads with dogs in them. That's my guess.
I'm going to say three.
Three. Yeah. Not a bad one. Speaking of dogs, we're talking Budweiser.
Oh, we agree on this question.
Yeah.
Will there be an animal other than a Clydesdale in the Budweiser commercial? And if so, what kind?
It's a golden retriever.
That's what we agreed
100%.
With. 100%.
Yeah. Right? I think that's it.
Full
that's
grown like or a, puppy?
Both.
All right.
Definitely
sequence.
Both.
It's going to be a sequence. It'll be like a lifelong thing with a golden retriever.
There's like a Clydesdale pony, and then they come out together.
I think that commercial's already happened.
Yeah, but I think it happens every year, right? Like it's the same one. Why just keep going back to the well until it's dry, right?
Yeah.
It's a good commercial.
I'm not feeling good about my three on dogs, but that's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hit or miss. Maybe it's a cat year.
Well, they're all hit or miss.
Yeah.
That's the only option.
What will be the color of the first Doritos bag shown on screen?
I put orange, and then when you went more specific, I said nacho cheese.
Yeah, so you want the original orange. I don't know what color the spicy nacho bag is, but that's what I'm going with. I think it's like the sort of like reddish orange one. Or no.
That's not, it's nacho
that's
cheese.
That's the nacho. So the darker color, the darker shade of that.
Another
color.
Montana question that he doesn't even know the answer to.
People who know Doritos will know what I'm talking about. The spicy nacho.
Clearly you
bag.
Don't know Doritos because
that's
you don't know
be
the color of the
bag. A bag of spicy nacho Doritos is going to be the graphic for this
the
podcast.
3D nacho, the 3D Dorito, that was like a huge Super Bowl ad. You don't,
No.
Too bad. Go ahead, read another one of your...
Where are we at? Oh, this is my prize.
Okay. Yeah.
Will there be a cutout sequence of Atlanta hip-hop figures and name two of them that you think will be on screen?
I don't even know. I'm not even sure there will be, but as playing by the rules here, if I say yes, I get 1 point and then two, another one for getting them right, I guess a potential of 3 points here. Do you have to name all of them? Like, say, so my answer is Ludacris and Usher. If Ludacris is mentioned, do I get a point for that?
Well, or so the cutout, if Ludacris is on camera, you get a, it's not like a, yeah, so it's a possibility of 3 points.
Okay, Ludacris and Usher.
Okay. My bet is also yes. And I think Quavo and Lil Yachty will be shown. And I think they will be present in the quality control suite, which will provide us with a litany of other industry types and artists, hopefully.
Sure.
This is the only question I care about. I'll be waiting the whole Super Bowl just for this moment because I...
It's probably just going to be a no.
Probably, honestly, but that's okay. Quavo, we hope you get some screen time. All right. This is a good one, too. The Tony Romo hype train.
I think this is one of your better
maybe
ones.
Maybe barreling towards its full speed. Over under on three predictive Romo announcing moments.
Over.
So I say over two, but I think if I'm getting more specific, I think it depends on how close the game is. Like I think if
we should say this, three correct predictive.
Yeah,
because he does
wrong,
a lot of predictive
yeah,
ones.
If he's
yeah,
he's wrong, then it's just does, yeah.
And like, we talked about this. I think it would be it's going to be all Patriot calls. He knows that offense for some whatever reason a lot more. Like if it was Rams Chiefs, I would take the under.
Well, I think he knows it probably because he watched it for the last 20 years.
Oh, he was playing. How could he watch it for the last 20 years?
Game tape.
He's just watching Patriots.
Probably games. Wouldn't you if you played football?
I guess I don't know.
They're in the Super Bowl every other year, at least.
I guess, but...
I bet he calls like an outside zone run for Todd Gurley correctly once, but that's not really what I'm looking for here.
I'm looking for like the audible, then to the line, and then throw, like which he called a couple of times in that Patriots-Chiefs game. Where it was like, he's going to audible here and then run to the right. And I was like, boom, done.
Flat over the middle to Edelman for another heartbreaking first down. Okay. This is one we disagree on, and I don't understand why you said no on this one, but will a reference to Saints Rams, the no call, will it be made during the game?
Well, okay. I will switch.
You wrote it down.
No, I know. So will it be a, like a talking point?
Will there be a reference to the Saints Rams no call made? No, like literally just
then I changed my answer 100% because I was thinking like they were going to like,
full show, conversation?
Yeah, like show the Fox highlights of it. And
I mean, they might.
that comes back to
reference. There is no way Tony Romo doesn't bring it up on the first pass interference call.
My question is yes, within the opening booth shot.
No, I'm going to say the first PI call Tony Romo was making
probably
a reference to it.
Yeah, I think he brings it up. I don't know.
Or if there was no, if it was a no call, he'd be like, well, it's not like the Rams Saints
game. Yeah, yeah. There's definitely a reference made. Okay, these ones get more into the. These are some game specific ones that we'll run through quickly. Mike, who scores first?
The Patriots.
I think so, too. Which player do you think scores first?
Sony Michel.
I'm going James White, another running back. Patriots, running back heavy, I guess.
Well, I think, yeah, I believe, in theory, yours would be a pass play, mine would be a run play, but both running backs.
Yeah. All right. This one, according to a Darren Rovell tweet, is the number one prop bet by money so far. Will James Devlin, the Patriots fullback, score a touchdown?
No.
I think he will. I think he will. There was actually a point. There was a point in time where I thought he would score the opening touchdown, but I think there's been too much conversation.
There's a point.
Point in time.
Yeah, like 15 minutes ago.
Like 15 seconds worth, yeah. Will there be a successful fourth down conversion?
Yes, that's easy.
Yeah, I think so too. Sure, probably.
If I would say the most confident one, it would be that one. I think that's... The Patriots and Rams both go for it a lot, so...
Yeah. All right, this one is due to the fact that the Rams, I believe it was now 2 weeks ago, had this moment where every single one of their coaches was wearing khaki pants, and it was sort of, like, jarring to see on the sideline. But what color pants will the Rams coaching staff be wearing?
Navy.
I hope they go khaki again. I'm really hoping for it. I
hope they just go yellow. That'd be cool.
Yellow pants? Like golfer pants?
Yeah, well, they're wearing their throwback blue and...
So I have a thing yellow about their throwback uniforms. Their jerseys and their helmets are not the same color.
No.
It's infuriating.
Yeah.
Navy blue helmet with a royal blue.
No, I think
jersey.
They're wearing the 2001 helmets too.
Oh, so they're
Oh, not the 2001. No, the helmet, like the 2000 helmets. Like the old blue and yellow ones, I think.
Unless it's a special for this game, during the season when they wear those blue and yellow jerseys, they wear a navy helmet.
No, you're right. No, I know that. Maybe, yeah. I thought I saw the helmet, though.
I haven't seen do the teams have special jerseys for the game?
No, the Rams are wearing their throwbacks, but I don't really understand because...
What? I think their throwbacks are just their normal jerseys.
No. It's the... hold on. Super Bowl Rams jersey. Maybe I'm told. Yeah, that's that one they're wearing.
That's their during the season jersey.
Oh, so there's how much I've been paying attention to the Rams. So they wear these helmets then.
That's a different color. It's a navy helmet and a royal.
Oh, but that's how they always go. That's Rams.
It looks terrible.
Well, it's going to match their navy pants, the coaching staff. That's why they
sadly,
do
it won't match the khaki. This is one that I saw online somewhere, and I thought it was interesting. I don't know if it's going to happen. I lean towards no, mainly because I think someone will step
why
in and be like,
you can't
do this.
Then, if it's their normal jersey?
Because they are throwbacks. We're moving on, Mike, from the throwbacks. Speaking of jerseys, though. Will any musical performer wear a Colin Kaepernick jersey?
No.
I think it will not be allowed. I think maybe like Travis Scott puts one on backstage and then like someone's like, yo, dude, you want this check?
Yeah, that's not happening.
You take it off, yeah.
Which is why I thought that there would be no reference to the Saints Rams either, but
that has to be referenced. Also, Tony Romo just brazenly does not care
right,
about
that's
any
why
structure.
That's why I thought like if it was going to be like a whole like a segmented thing. Yeah. I don't think necessarily CBS has the graphic for that, but Tony Romo is going to bring it up.
Yeah,
no.
I think so too. Okay, will there be a fourth quarter lead change?
Yes.
Who do you think?
I think both teams. I think it's going to be like the Rams.
You think it's going to be really tight?
Chiefs, Patriots. Yeah.
All right. I say no.
I don't think there's been a Patriots Super Bowl that hasn't been a fourth quarter.
Now I don't know who I think is going to win the game. I'm trying to talk myself into the Rams, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, your answers don't make sense. Who's going to score for us? The Patriots? Or is there going to be any changes in the fourth quarter? No. Like,
Well, in the fourth quarter, just because you score first doesn't mean that you...
Well, and staying on that, you don't even have to say the final score. Who's your Super Bowl MVP? Just read the first word that you have there.
It's Tom Brady.
So then where in fact are you getting... I'm not saying don't pick the Rams. By all means, do it, but
no,
you have to have some...
No, I know. I'm saying that there's like three or four questions that I've answered that I'm like, God, it might be the Rams, including who scores first.
Okay.
But well,
there's
yeah.
only two options.
The Patriots win.
What's your final score?
31-27.
34-30.
Both Tom Brady.
Yeah.
MVP.
Well, if the Patriots win, he's going to get it. So, and if the Rams win it, who knows?
If the Rams win, Aaron Donald wins the MVP.
Jared Goff.
Aaron Donald.
That's why I like a question from last year. Is a non-quarterback going to win it? No.
You should have sent me the list from last year, Mike. We could have just ran it back.
Well, I was thinking that I was worth a creative mind, and he could come up with his own questions.
And I did. Apparently, they were just not up to stuff.
The problem was you're too focused on that spectacular halftime show.
Well, it's not going to be a spectacular halftime show.
You saved the best for last. I'm just going to ignore you in the halftime show.
You brought it up.
Best commercial, which makes zero sense because what exactly is a best?
See, this is your thing is like you are so rigid that it's just like, well, we can't have any fun with this. It has to be able to be.
You have to know who wins.
Right. Why?
Then what are we doing this? We're just playing like for fun?
Yeah, pretty much.
If you.
What
if,
do you win
if you,
if you win this?
Here's
just
what you win.
Pride.
If you were to win this thing, like say I got like two right, and which is, and I'm not sure you can get more because I don't know who's answering what. But if you say you get like all of them right, that will be the lead of next week's pod. You will be bragging left and right.
You're the only one that brags on this pod.
Oh no, 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 no. I was just about to say, so, this is your best answer.
If we were a bigger podcast, someone would be able to cut together moments of you just dunking on me on podcast.
Wow. Wow, just the hurt. I thought I was liked on this pod, and apparently now I'm just some jerk.
I've been just dunked on
some
the entire
jerk
podcast.
Who watches Downton Abbey and like.
I didn't say you were a jerk because you watched Downton Abbey.
You kind of did last week.
No, there was no judgment.
I was babe. Just praising you on your best answer. I was like, Montana, this is your best.
Yeah, after you were
best
like
answer.
Too busy focusing on your halftime show.
This is a very contentious pod.
You made it competitive, man. All right. What's the best commercial, Mike?
Serious commercial, Nike, funny. I can't. Because I'm thinking of your answer. Funny. The funniest commercial will be Hulu. However, it will not be as funny as Montana's answer. The best commercial is...
The Volkswagen Jetta. There's going to be a Volkswagen Jetta commercial. It's going to be the best one.
I hope it is. I can't wait for it now. I really can't.
Now?
No, it's going to be. Actually, no, it won't be because it's not going to live up to your hype. Like that, it won't be funnier or better than that answer right there.
It'll just be like a really like milquetoast Volkswagen Jetta.
It might be funny,
like,
but it's not going to be funnier.
Volkswagen Jetta driving down like a London street, like really normal people in the back. Just Mike Bonner driving a Volkswagen Jetta. Listen to Macklemore.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, man. Well, I think that's about it for us. Me and
those
Mike are going to go have a fist fight off.
Are our answers? Those are what we're sticking to? And we'll see how we do next week when we do our second annual Grammys.
Yes.
Preview? Wrap? No, preview and then wrap up. Yeah,
preview.
So preview.
Yeah, preview and then, yeah, we'll wrap about the Grammys. I'm sure I'll have thoughts. Mike, who apparently doesn't care about anything musically, will not have thoughts.
Where's that person out there putting together the clips of Montana throwing me under the bus? Just wondering, like, because there's so many of me and none of you ever, never throwing me under the bus.
Just on this podcast.
A number of times, mind you.
Only when I backed into a corner do I throw. You know what it is? I watched Trudid. So I'm watching the new season of True Detective, but Hannah has not seen the old season of True Detective, season one.
Mm-hmm.
So I was rewatching it last night, and my favorite quote from True Detective came on, which I can't say all of on this pod, but I will say the quote is Woody Harrelson's character is talking to Matthew McConaughey's character in the bar after Woody Harrelson, like his wife found out that he cheated on her or whatever. And Woody Harrelson, who is not being like coddled by Matthew McConaughey's character, Rust, goes, You know something? You're like the Michael Jordan of being an SOB. But he says it, and it's like the greatest quote in television history. It's so funny. I forgot it was in the show until I heard it again, and like it was the same reaction I had the first time.
So are you saying that I am, or that's what you're trying to be, or...
That's why I'm piling on. Yeah, we're both really good.
The Michael Jordan.
I'm like the Scottie Pippen, and you're like the Michael Jordan. You're like the best version
of being a jerk.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
I just got disinvited from Mike's Super Bowl.
I know. We're so happy, and we're gonna like you know watch these games together. And man, I didn't like. I'm stung. I feel like
you've been blindsided.
Third degree burns here.
Third degree burns.
Yeah. I don't even know. You can wish people back next week, but I don't even know if we'll have another pod. This might be it. It's been real.
All right. Well,
it's been real.
Oh,
Potters.
Wait. No, hold on. Before you have to tell the people that we're going to be maybe sending out some prop bets, are we going to be sending this to other people to join in on the phone?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we posted it online last year, so we could do the same thing.
Yeah.
And I sent it out to some of my friends, and yeah, let us know how you do on it.
Yeah. Join us in this. He is Mike Bonner.
Should we just put it in the pod, you think? Like, in the description?
We probably could. Yeah. Well, yeah. Find it in the description. If you're part of the insider bubble, I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, you'll figure it out.
We'll tweet it out, too.
We'll tweet it. All right. For Mike Bonner, I am Montana Samuels. And if we have a podcast next week, we hope you'll have us back.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.